What a gift this precious day is, and I'm so glad to get to share it with every single one of you. My friends, in every tradition, across time and culture, light has been a symbol of hope, wisdom, and presence. From the flickering flame of a candle to the steady glow of a lighthouse that we heard about earlier, guiding ships through the storm, light is both an invitation and reassurance, and it tells us you are not alone. There is a way forward, and together we can illuminate even the darkest of paths. That is how the symbolism of the chalice was developed during World War II by the Unitarian Service Committee. It was a light shining in people's windows, indicating a safe space for those who were being persecuted. And it's part of the reason we named ourselves Chalice as a community, to be a beacon of light shining brightly in the dark. And don't we want to keep that light burning brightly in our window for all to see? Yeah. So as we gather this morning in this beloved community, I invite us to reflect what it means to be the light for ourselves and for each other and for the world at this time. And as we do, I ask you, what does it mean to be a beacon? To shine not only in times of ease, but in times of challenge. How do we ensure that this light, our beautiful chalice community, burns brightly for all who seek its warmth? Now, the light we share today didn't appear out of nowhere. It has been passed down generation to generation through those who dreamed of a faith rooted in love, justice, and radical inclusivity and welcome. It was carried by those who built this congregation, who gave of their time, their talents, and yes, their financial resources to ensure that this beacon would shine for us today. And we have one of those early sustainers of Chalice here with us today, Thelma Williams, who sustained this congregation for 54 years now. Thank you. It's because of your vision and the vision of so many others here who've been here for such a long time that we are thriving now. Thank you. Think of all the ways that the Chalice, our Chalice community, has been a source of light for you and for others. Anyone got anything they want to share? Just shout out and I'll call it out. How has it been a light for you and for others? Music, yes. Community. Friends. Hope. Think of conversations that have lifted your spirits, the hands that have held yours in times of sorrow, or the wisdom that has guided you in moments of uncertainty. Think of the music, the shared laughter, the service to each other and the community, and the quiet prayers and hopes spoken into the stillness. Think of the many meals we have shared, and we get to share another one today, and the meals that we have prepared for others, for those who have very little. And think of our vital voice in the community. This is the light that we have inherited, a light that doesn't exist on its own, but because people before us have tended it with care, with intention, and with devotion. So today we are called to be ongoing keepers of this light. Are you game? Just as those before us from the early 1960s built and sustained this community as a place where children could be raised with humanitarian values, we too are responsible for ensuring that it thrives and exists for many generations to come. Being the light means showing up, my friends, not just when it's convenient, but when it matters, like now. It means offering our time, our energy, and our presence. And yes, it also means giving financially so that this congregation can continue to be a source of warmth and guidance for all who enter its doors. And I want you to reframe this. I've been reframing this myself. It's not about obligation. or some pain in the neck thing we have to do every year. It's about opportunity. The opportunity to co-create something meaningful together, to invest in a future where love is preached, where justice is pursued, and compassion is practiced every week, and to ensure that the doors of the sanctuary remain open for those who need it most. I see it as investing in a mutual fund of goodness. And there's not that many of those around. My friends, there's a story of an old traveler who comes upon a village at night, and the streets are dark except for small pools of individual light cast by people carrying lanterns. And as the traveler walks further, they notice that the light moves with the people, their lanterns illuminating the path, not only for themselves, but for all those around them. "Why do you each carry a light?" the traveler asks. And one villager responds, "So that no one walks in darkness. We do not wait for a single lamp to light the way. We each bring our own lamp, so that together we make the whole village bright." What a powerful image for our congregation, isn't it? The light of our community doesn't come from one or two people alone, nor even from a few of us. It shines because each of us brings our light to it, each of us contributing what we can, each of us making the whole brighter. So as we begin our annual pledge campaign, I invite you to think deeply about what this community means to you. How has this fellowship been a light in your life? And how can you help ensure that this light continues to shine? As Grenda shared earlier, our goal this year is ambitious. 350,000 from 134 pledging households. And this is not just a number. It's a reflection of our collective commitment. It is what allows us to keep our programs running, to support our amazing staff, to offer spiritual nourishment, and to extend our mission beyond these walls and touch people's lives who need it. But I invite us to think of it not merely as a financial transaction or a duty. Let us think of it as tending our beautiful chalice flame, ensuring that this beacon remains strong, not just for us, but for those who have yet to find their way here. Let us think of it as an opportunity to create more joy, more love, and more peace on this planet. Are you game? Yes. If you've given before, my friends, consider increasing your pledge if you're able. I've increased my pledge by 33% this year because I think our work is so important. And yes, I give back a portion of my salary to help sustain this community, and I've never been more inspired. Thank you all. I know we need us all to be generous, to keep our flame burning bright at this crucial time. And if you've never pledged, let this be the year that you step into this sacred act of generosity. And if you've pledged for a while, let this year inspire you with all the fun we're going to have together to make even more of a difference. Because when we give, my friends, we're not just funding a budget. We are fueling a vision of a better world, a vision of a sanctuary in the storm, a vision of a beacon that shines bright for all who need it. So, my friends, there's a world outside these doors that is often weary, often shadowed with uncertainty and division. But here, in this beautiful place, we hold a light. We hold a light of love that welcomes all. We hold a light of justice that speaks truth. And we hold a light of hope that refuses to be extinguished no matter what. Can I hear an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And today we commit to being that light. Not just for ourselves, but for each other and for all who seek a place of belonging. My friends, may we give with open hearts, may we shine brightly with purpose, and may this chalice burn like a beacon for generations to come. May it be so.